Ryan, you guys take over. You take over this spot with, I guess you don't want to say a losing record, but you haven't won gold. And in Canada, it's gold or nothing. For you, when you come in here, what is the first? What are your first duties that you have to do when you take over this position?
Well, for me, I've got to learn more about the players. I've been based in the West, watching the Western Hockey League for the last couple of years. So I've got to use my network, use the information from the people that we're having on the management committee to learn more about the players in general. But also, the key thing for us is to build the right team. And it's not an all-star team. It's the right group of players that are going to help us have success at the international level. So, you know, it's getting into that mindset. It's getting in the mindset of having a team today rather than when you're scouting in the NHL. You're looking at, you know, 5, 7, 9 years down the road. And that's the exciting part. I mean, all the changes here are very exciting with the program. And it's going to be great to gather all the information to make the right decisions moving forward.
And you have experience in Europe before you went to Long Island. How much does that help you going forward in a situation when you're in mostly international competition?
Well, I think it helps a lot. My past experience with Hockey Canada, working as the video coach, helps. You know, living in Europe for 3 years, you understand the international tendencies, and yet the game has changed a lot. The international game has changed a lot. It's evolved over the last, you know, 5, 7 years, where now, you know, the Swedes, the U.S. are better. Every country's improving, and these are our improvements today. You know, use the information of the people in our country. That's our biggest asset, and now use that moving forward. So without a doubt, that helps the last 10 years of the experience that I've had.
And you mentioned that you were the video coach for the national team, the junior team, the women's team that won gold. When you go over 10 years, when you look back, how much has the organization changed in that time and to be able to be on the outside looking in?
Well, it's changed a lot. And again, the steps that they're taking today to make it better, to make the program better is excellent. But again, the international game has changed a lot. Every country is getting better. The Swedes are better. And as a country, we have to now try and take that next step, which we're trying to do.
The goaltending situation always seems to come up here. For you guys, is it as big an issue as us, the media, make it sometimes?
I feel that we've got great goaltenders in our country. It's a matter of finding the right ones to play the right games at the right time and taking the steps to develop them. And that's with the goalie camp last week in Calgary. You know, you have the best goalies in the country, and it wasn't an evaluation process. It was a development process about making those guys better. And now if you can streamline that down to the younger levels, it's only going to help us down the road. We have great goaltenders. We're excited about the goaltenders that, you know, potentially could play for us this year in Sweden. And it's just a matter of finding the right ones to handle the right situation.
And Brent mentioned that, and the fact that he wants to take the best goaltender at the time. And we talk about development, but also now the under 18, when you look at the success they had this year in net, do you want that to overlap in a way?
For sure. I think there's no doubt that the experience that they had winning this year, and even at the under 17 level, the experience that those goaltenders have going into international competition is only going to prepare them better for what they're going to experience at under 18s and World Juniors. And yet, you need the hottest guy at the right time of, you know, come Christmas. It might not be the number one guy coming into the year. It's going to be the guy that performs the best, and that's going to give us the best opportunity to be successful at the tournament.
What's the process for you from here in all the way to January?
Well, we have to kind of regroup. We have to go through our list of players for the World Juniors for the summer camp. We're at a little bit of a disadvantage this year. We're going to go with smaller numbers, and yet that's going to challenge us to have maybe the right group for this summer to try the right players out for Lake Placid. And then it's getting out on the trail and watching these guys, how they perform through the first half of the year. You have the Subway Series, which the CHL does a great job of seeing the players in those situations, and then coming down to the decisions in December, which are tough, but again, it's about putting the right team on the ice and not an all-star team.
From a scout, do you guys, you see all the events with the Super Series, the camps, everything like that, but also, where do you get to see it? Do you see more of a player just watching them when they're playing in junior or in those events?
I think it's a mixture of everything. I want to see the players, how they perform in the playoffs the year before. So obviously the success that the Portland Winterhawks, London Knights, and Halifax Mooseheads had this year is excellent because they've been through that grind and the challenge of winning. But you also learn something when you bring them all together for Lake Placid, for the Subway Series. Those are meaningful events as well. And you can't just take one event and say, we're going to base it on that. It's kind of putting the whole puzzle together and then making the decisions based on everything.